Sarah Blakely became one of the richest women in the world when she birthed the idea of Spanx back in 1998. Her success began when she was a child. You see, her dad framed in her mind the concept of failure. He gave her a high five every time she failed. And so she quickly learned that failure had nothing to do with any outcome and everything to do with not trying. Failing to try is failure. Sarah said, "My dad would encourage me anytime something didn't go the way I expected it to, or maybe I got embarrassed by a situation, to write down where the hidden gifts were and what I got out of it. I started realizing that in everything, there was some amazing nugget that I wouldn't have wanted to pass up." Hey, if you're like me, you grew up with a limiting perception of failure. It's such a scary thought. We avoid it like my dog Maggie avoids a bath. And yet, success requires your willingness to take risks, but fearing failure prompts you to avoid those risks. So, what's so egregious about failing? What are we so afraid of? Here's my spin. I have my own doubts and fears. The difference between champs and chimps? Well, champions feel the fear and do it anyway. They treat fear like their puppy dog. They recognize it, they respect it, but they're certain to let fear know who's boss. Are you afraid to ask that girl out or ask for that raise you deserve? Or what about that idea of yours that you've been sitting on for years? Or that major change that you know you need to make? Ideas become reality only when you act on them. Otherwise, they decay in that bucket of other good ideas. Holding back for fear positions you in an imaginary bondage, a perceived holding tank that's keeping you from advancing. Every time we allow fear to be the driving factor, we're dying a slow death inside. I say, if fear is the only reason, then take it. Here's the wacky part of all this. The thing you fear doesn't exist. Your fear is an illusion, a mere anticipation of something that might happen. And here's the lie that you and I buy into. You're afraid that what might happen will be a reflection of your worth or value. You fear that failure will mean something bad about you. That's poppycock. It's hogwash. It's rubbish. That was a bucket of cold water I just threw on you as a reminder that your dreams will come alive when you act on your fears. When you take the risk, I promise you one thing. No, I promise you two things. You won't die, and they won't eat your kids. So tell me again, what's there to fear? Let me tell you, God has plans for you, my friend. Big plans, much bigger than you think. He had them way back when you were eating mush on a high chair. He's just been waiting for you to step out of your own way. This is Rob, and this is encouragement and love from my family to yours.